As the battered, but staunch and powerful, meteor boat floated slowly upward, a desultory conversation was taking place in the dive he had left. At that early hour, business was slack to the point of non-existence, and Strongheart was chatting idly with a bartender and one of the hostesses. "If more of the boys was like him, we wouldn't have no trouble at all," Strongheart stated with conviction. "Nice, quiet, easy-going, a right guy, I say." "Yeah, but at that, maybe it's a good gag nobody riled him up too much," the barkeep opined. "He could be rough if he wanted to, I bet a quart. Drunk or sober, he's chain lightning with them delameters."
"He's so refined, such a perfect gentleman," sighed the woman. "He's nice."
To her, he had been. She had had plenty of credits from the big miner without having given anything save smiles and dances in return.
"Them two guys he drilled must have needed killing, or he wouldn't have burned them."
And that was that. As the lensman had intended, Wild Bill Williams was an old, known, and highly respected resident of Miner's Rest. Out among the asteroids again. More muscle-tearing, back-breaking, lonesome labor. Kinnison did not find any more fabulously rich meteors. Such things happen only once in 100 lifetimes. But he was getting his share of heavy stuff. Then, one day, when he had about half a load, there came screaming in upon the emergency wave a call for help, a call so loud that the ship broadcasting it must be very close indeed. Yes, there she was, right in his lap, startlingly large, even upon the low-power plates of his space tramp.
"Help! Spaceship Colotus, position!"
A rattling string of numbers.
"Bergenholm dead, meteorite screened, practically disabled, intrinsic velocity throwing us into the asteroids. Any space tugs, any vessels with tractors, help, and hurry!"
At the first word, Kinnison had shoved his blast lever full over. A few seconds of free flight, a minute of inert maneuvering that taxed to the utmost his lensman's skill and powerful frame, and he was within the liner's airlock.
"I know something about bergs," he snapped. "Take this boat of mine and pull. Are you evacuating passengers?"
he shot at the mate as they ran toward the engine room.
"Yes, but afraid we haven't got boats enough. Overloaded," was the gasped reply.
"Use mine. Fill her up."
If the mate was surprised at such an offer from the despised space rat, he did not show it. There were many more surprises in store. In the engine room, Kinnison brushed aside a crew of helplessly futile gropers and threw in switch after switch. He looked. He listened. Above all, he pried into that sealed monster of power with all his sense of perception.